Bershos, Yeshiva Shlita, Chavrei Hanhala, Hayedidim, and other Talmidim. Baruch Hashem, it's a great schus to be able to be here again. It's been a while since I was able to come to be in this fashav yeshiva. My shver zichrayna lebracha is yeshiva, which to us as a family is a pe'er and continues to be a pe'er. And yasher koyach to every one of you who make Teres Chaim what Teres Chaim is. There's a very interesting nitziv in Parshas Toldos. In the beginning of Toldos, Yitzchak Avinu, there's a famine. He starts leaving, going towards Eretz Plishtim to go down to Mitzrayim. And as we all know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't go to Eretz Mitzrayim, Gur Baretz Hazois. And he gives him a ganze bracha, and I'll be with you. Vavarecha, so on and so forth, the ganze bracha. Later on, after Yitzchak is chased out of Beersheb, out of Eretz Plishtim, the pasuk says he went around and he was digging wells. Vayal misham Beersheba. He came to Beersheba. Don't fear, I'm with you. I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to make your children many. Literally, it should mean because of, in the schus of Avraham, my servant. Frek the nitziv on this pasuk. What is this bracha, uverachticha v'herbeisia zaracha? We already had earlier, as we just mentioned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already gave Yitzchak all the brachas that he was going to give to Avraham Avinu, he gave to Yitzchak. So what exactly is this new bracha? Says the Netziv something unbelievable. He says, he bracha chadasha, Sheyigdal as zaroi ha'oiskim b'Torah. This was a special bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving to the zera of Yitzchak who are going to be oisik b'Torah. Sheyehechut shel chayin moshech aleihem. There'll be some type of chayin that is put on them. Uvozeh yiyu nitzoylim be'eitz zara. And this Chut shel chayin will save the oiskim b'Torah when there's a tzara, like the Mishnah says, kol mekabela b'al Torah perken melav o malchus. And he says, I showed this in other places. Churban bayis rishon, churban bayis sheni, nitzoylu chachmei Torah b'ashkacha pratis. Of course, many chachamim were killed and were lost, but chachmei haTorah had a special ashkacha pratis. Whether in the first bias, the Charish and the Maskir sent to Babel earlier, Yavne v'Chachamel in the second bias, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was promising Yitzchak Avinu that the Oiskim b'Torah that are going to be his children, v'herbeisi ezaracha, I'm going to put a chut shel chesed, v'herbeisi, he says, doesn't mean many, it's a lashon of gedula. It's a lashon of gedula. Agdil oisam be'enei umas ha'olam. I'm going to be magdil them in the eyes of the umas ha'olam. Bavur Avraham Avdi. So the Netziv explains, why now? Why all of a sudden now did Yitzchak Avinu get this special bracha that his children, ha'oiskim b'Taira, are going to have a chut shel chesed, shel chayin, that is going to save them in the eyes of the Ummas Ha'olam Be'esara. Says the Netziv, I'll tell you why. Because Yitzchak Avinu until now was kicked out of Eretz Plishtim and was wandering around. He was wandering to one place, Nachal Gror, and he dug a bear, and then there was a fight there, and he moved away. He kept on wandering. Yitzchak Avinu wasn't a wanderer, says the Netziv. He needed to be in a place in settlement. Vayal Mishom Be'er Sheva. He went to a settled place, Be'er Sheva. What happens in this place? When he settled, he could learn Torah. But more than that, his son Yaakov Avinu, the Amud HaTorah, could now learn Torah B'Shalva. Vayetze Yaakov Mi'Be'er Sheva, as we learned this past week, Panaziva, Panahadara. He was the Pe'er, he was the Ziv, the Hadar of Be'er Sheva. Why was he that? Because they were in Be'er Sheva. Because they were in a place that was comfortable to learn. They had what they needed. In this place, Yaakov Avinu was able to be the Ziv and the Hadar of Be'er Sheva through his Torah. And in this place, where Yaakov Avinu was going to shteig the most, there is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yitzchak, now that he's using his fullest potential, he's sitting in the Bis Medrash. In whose Bis Medrash in Be'er Sheva? In the Bis Medrash of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu Vayita'esha Be'er Sheva. This is Avram Avinu's Bis Medrash. His Zaydus Bis Medrash. He's sitting in that Bis Medrash. And he's learning Torah B'Shalva. And he's learning Torah and he's teaching Torah. In this place, he is the Ziv and the Hadar. He's going to begin to shine as the Hadar of the ganze Stadt. And then the Rabbeinu Shalom said, when he's Isaac Petira like that, this is when you're Zoicha to the Bracha. Uveirachticha veherbeisi azaracha. You are now Nisgadel. You now Zoicha to a Chut Shel Chaim that is now going to be not only on Yaakov Avinu, but on all Oiskim Batayra forever, as the children of Yitzchak and Yaakov are going to be Zoicha to this Chut Shel Chaim. So what is the words Ba'avur Avram Avdi? The Netziv says, I proved in numerous places. Ba'avur doesn't mean because of. Ba'avur means that it's going to b'chol ba'avur mashma l'toivasai. Ba'avur means it's going to be l'toiva of that person. Ba'avur Avram Avdi means it's going to be l'toivas Avram. Why is it going to be l'toivas Avram? Listen to the words of the Nesir. Ki b'shosh etamidi chachamim b'menucha hoigim b'teiras rabam. When tamidi chachamim are b'menucha and they're learning Torah's Rabbam. Yesh mizeh nachas lohem ba'olam ha'elyon. Their Rebbe has a nachas in the olam ha'elyon. And then they have a nachas in the olam ha'elyon. This was the nachas ruach for Avram Avinu. When his grandson Yaakov was in Be'er Sheva, v'hoyodoyle umashke mitayrosu shel Avram Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu was learning and teaching the Torah of Avram, which was only possible in Be'er Sheva, he writes. Bikrach, it was a city. There were people to teach Torah there. Out in the Midbar, he had nobody to teach Torah to. Who's he teaching Avram Avinu's Torah to? Because he was now in Be'er Sheva, and he was able to sit in Avram Avinu's Bis Medrash and teach Avram Avinu's Torah to himself and to the world, Ba'avur Avram Avdi. This is L'toivas Avram. Avram Avinu in the Olam HaElyon is having a benefit from the Torah of his Einikol Yaakov Avinu. That, says the Netziv, is what's going on in this pasuk. Uveirachticha v'herbeisi azaracha. This is a special bracha for Tamidei Chachamim who are able to sit b'menucha and be Oisek b'Torah because they have nothing else staring them. They have everything that they need to learn Torah and to teach Torah. And where are they doing it? In the Bis Medrash of Rabbam, in their Rebbe's Bis Medrash, that is the greatest Nachas Ruach to the Rebbe. That's the greatest Nachas Ruach b'Avur Avram Avdi. And when I come to Teres Chaim, the Bis Medrash, of Mireinu v'Rabbeinu Mashver Zichroinu Lebracha Al Shem Our Zayda Zichroinu Lebracha. It's Bavur Avram Avdi, the Torah that you're Zaycha to learn here. Those of you who may probably weren't even Zaycha, I'm assumed to even know Mashver Zichroinu Lebracha. For sure not the Rabbeim know the Zayda Zichroinu Lebracha, Rab Chaim. But this is Bis Midrashai. This is Beis Midrashai. And when you're learning his Torah, you're learning the Torah that you're learning, that was his Ratzon. Their Ritzinus was for you to learn Torah. And they spared no effort to make sure it's in the most comfortable way possible. As my Shvigur Zichroinu Livracha made sure that there should be the best for the Bachrim, always. Kedei for what? To do what? To be able to learn, to put all your kaychas into learning. Every one of you are zeicha to this bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechadish here in Parshas told us of a chut shel chein, a chut shel chein, chein, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a special protection and a special chein that every one of you has, that Teres Chaim has on the veld. It's taka, there's a chein in the world of a Teres Chaim bacher. It comes bavur Avram Avdi, and with this you're giving nachas ruach to such great people, Na'ilam Ma'alyain, to my Shver Zechrayna Levracha, my Shvigar, to the Rashiva, to Rav Chaim, Zechrayna Levracha. And in tune, in turn, when you give Nachas Ruach and Na'ilam Ma'alyain, we mentioned this a few years ago in Adrasha when I was here, they themselves, it's obviously a schus for them. Avor Avram Abdi, L'Tevasa, you're doing a taiva for them, and they're mative as well to the Yeshiva and to whoever is mative to them. When we talk about Teres Avraham, what does it mean? Yaakov Avinu was teaching Teres Avraham. What does it mean to be a Talmud of Avraham Avinu? And let's take it another step. Zera Avraham. In Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in the Bracha of Zichroinus, the Lashon Lebracha of Akedas Yitzchak, L'zaroi hayoyim v'rachamim tizkar. So zok to Shulchan Aruch, those who say L'zara Yaakov hayoyim v'rachamim tizkar is making a mistake. You don't have to specify that we're talking about Klal Yisrael as the children of Yitzchak, of course. So those who wanted to come and say, you can't say L'zaroi, maybe Esav is included in that. He's also Zera Yitzchak. Say L'Zera Yaakov. Zok to Shulchan Aruch, no, they're making a mistake. Other Achrayinim Mishabur brings down, other Achrayinim argue on that. No, you have to be very specific. Zok to Rabbi Yankov Emden, Shaar Tshuva brings it down there, Chassam Sofer brings it down on the page. You're making a mistake. L'Zaroi is not, who's the him, his children? It's not Yitzchak Avinu. It's Avram that we mentioned early in the bracha. Kaveshakavish Avram Avinu. Vakedas Yitzchak Hayet Lazaroi to the children of Avram. Yitzchak may be a child of Esav, but he's not a child of Avram. Esav is not Zera Avram. Esav's not Zera Avram. Yitzchak, you declare. Do we have to say he is Zera? Some say he is, he's not. It says Achicha and Devarim. They go back and forth. The Paiskim, is Esav our brother or not? Is he a Zera of Yitzchak, Yisrael, Mummer? But Zera Avram, he's for sure not. He's Eis Zera Avram. So if we say, Akedas Yitzchak, Lizaro, Itavram, Avinu's children, only we are. It's a Chamishnah Nidarim. Hanoidim is Zera Avram. There's no problem. Umasayil Marmutter. They are not Zera Avram. First of all, we have to understand what does it mean to be a Zera Avram? And I was wondering, when did this occurrence happen that he was Ois Zera Avram? Did we find it anywhere in the Chumash? I'm not sure. But I want to share with you something very interesting. In the Yitzris, in Parsha Zachar, the Yitzris of Parsha Zachar, I once heard in a shmuz, not live, but in a shmuz from Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi, Zichrayin Elivracha, it was not a shmuz. It was a Shabbos. It was a shtickle tari. He was saying a shir halacha, and in the middle he said, "You know, yesh davar shenikra payit yaitzres, call yaitzres." So in this Rashi was speaking in Hebrew, and every time he said a Yiddish word, he translated it, except for the following. He said, "Anachnu tunkel litvakin." It's us dark litvaks. Einanu amrim payit. That he didn't translate those words. He says, we don't say payit. But he said, even if we don't say the Yitzris, Tzrichim Lomod Et HaYitzer. You got to learn up the Yitzris. There's what to learn from them. So even if you don't say them, that is learning. Then he said, oh, shtick on the Yitzris in Shabbos HaGadol. That's a famous Yitzra over there. But this is, over here it talks about Esav. It starts off, the refrain, the chorus, whatever you call it, is Yimach Shemoi V'Zichroi V'Nimach Zichuroi M'Lazkiroi V'Zichron Kodesh. And in fact, in the old Siddurim, after each stanza, the Chazan would say this thing, Yimach Shemoi V'Zichroi. It's a whole, it would sound to be a whole big affair. You know, I guess maybe if you want for Purim, you could do such a thing. So he starts off here, Zachar, I won't read the whole thing to you, but in Shul, by me, I read this whole thing to the Olam, everyone took out their Siddurim. Zachar Ish Asher Higviya Avloitai. Remember the man, Ish Asada, that's Esav, who caused that his father, and it means a grand, not his father, it means the of Avram Avinu, to die early. Right? Who died early? Avram Avinu died early because of Esav. Biratsoyach, the gun of Enof, Biasai, he scared him by murdering and Gneva, Niuf, Gara Chomeshanim, and Michyosai, he subtracted 5 years from his life. Okay, sounds familiar, Esav. Next thing. We all know the story. Esav walks in and Yaakov is cooking Adoshim. Zachar Boize al Gemilas Chesed. Remember the one who was Mivaze, someone who was doing Chesed. Goyel Och. He was like disgusted with his brother, Os Lezikenoi Chesed, who was doing Chesed for his grandfather. Doimel Amos Mereyeu Chesed. The Gemara in Shabbos says a person has a bad, a Kelev Ra in his house, a dog, he scares away the Aniyim. So it's a pasuk that was there in Eov, Lamos Mere Chesed. The Gemara says in Aramaic, Lamos is a dog. So he's comparing it here to somebody who's causing someone not to do Chesed. So this is a Chiddush here. We all know the story. He walked in, poured the adoshim down my mouth. That whole story, we were very busy with the Bechaira. But the Paitan is telling us here, there was much more going on over here. And in the Mefarshim, there's Rishayim on the Mefarshim, on the Yitzhas I found. Some say, when it comes to Nicham Avelim, some say it's referring to that Yaakov Avinu himself was eating the adoshim, being misabel. There's a medrash that says that he asked the Esav, asked him, what are you doing? He says, I'm eating adoshim because I'm being misabel on our Zayda Avram Avinu, so that when there'll be Tchias Hamesim, he'll do a taiva for me because he'll remember that I was mitzar, that he was gone. Very interesting medrash. As I say before, it's in the medrash. It's a chesed for the mesim when you remember them and when they come back. And Esav said, they're coming back, Tchias Hamesim. It's not happening. Others say he was giving the adoshim to Yitzchak Avinu. That was the Gemilas Chesed. Whatever the Gemilas Chesed, whether it's one thing or two things in this Yitzer, but the Baal HaYitzchus are telling us that the first thing that Esav did was he was Mevazi Gemilas Chesedim. That's the first Aveira that he did here. He was Moyes in Gemigoyel. It's a lotion of Mios. He was disgusted. You're doing Chesed to somebody? Whether it's our father, our grandfather, it doesn't make a difference. That's the Yisoy, the first thing, and we're saying, Zachar, remember that Russia who was Mevaza, Gemilas Chasadim. Later on, it continues and it says, he was Boizes HaBechaira. Okay, we know that he was Bayivez Esav HaBechaira. Umashach Loy Arlo. There's a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that makes a Gzer Shava, Baza, that he was Moyes in Mila. He was Moyeshech Arlasa, he was Moyes in Mila. Umashach loy arlo is mevaza the mitzvah of mila. So we know all the other big averis that he did, but over here we're having three things here. He was mayis in gemilas chasadim. He was mevaza the bechayra, and he was mevaza bris mila as well. There's a medrash that says a pasuk that Esav didn't like blood. In fact, the medrash, he didn't like blood. He loved blood. He killed. He didn't like the blood of karbanas, and he didn't like the blood of mila. Kedusha dika blood he didn't like. Bechayra, what's Bechayra? That's Karbana serving the Rabbanu Shalayla. That he hated. It was Mevaza. Arla, Brismila, that he hated. That type of blood he hated. So I was thinking, I don't know if it's Emes or not, but I was thinking, I don't like when people say that either, but I was thinking that maybe at this point is when he lost being Zera Avram. That he did the other Averis okay, he was a Ritzeach, he was Goynev, he was Boil Namarasa, all those things, it makes him a Yisrael Mummer. Those are big Averis. But what, if we would say, what does Avraham Avinu stand for? Who is Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu is Isha Chesed. Avraham Avinu, Bavur Avraham Avdi, and now Pasuk the Meshechachma says that Avraham Avdi was, he built Mizbechis and brought Karbonis to me, he served me, that's Avraham, and Avraham Avinu is Lech Brismila. That's Avraham Avinu. So on this day when he walks in, he didn't just do Averus, he was Moyes, he was disgusted, he was Mevaze, the three major things that Avraham Avinu stood for. At that point, perhaps is the point, that he became Zera Avram. You're Yitzchak's son? Ken Zayin, you're Yitzchak's son. But you're no longer Zera Avram. Zera Avram are the people who stand for what Avram Avinu stood for. Person's Nichshel in Avera? Okay, a person's Nichshel. But to be disgusted with Chesed, to be disgusted with Avodas Hashem, to be disgusted with Bris Milah, this is Klal Yisrael, Avodah, Kedusha, Chesed. This is who we are, this is Zera Avram. We are the Zera Avram, but Esav lost at that point perhaps, being the Zera Avram, whether he lost it then or not, but his Zikr did not have these qualities. And therefore he wasn't considered Avram Avinu's Einikul anymore. That's what it means to be Zera Avram. That's Teiras Avram Avinu, the Yaakov Avinu was teaching to people. To be part of Klal Yisrael is to recognize who we are. And an interesting thing, interestingly enough, if you go back to the parsha before when Eliezer was looking for a wife for Yitzchak, so we know he tested her with Chesed, she'd be roy to be nichnas to Avram Avinu's house. She wasn't marrying Avram Avinu, she was marrying Yitzchak. Yitzchak wasn't Amud HaChesed. Yitzchak is another Amud. Do we find he did Chesed or not? Yes or no. But it for sure wasn't who he was. But she had to produce Zera Avram. You have to produce Zera Avram. You have to be somebody who excels in Chesed. And the Kli Yakar says, and what about all her other midas? Nothing else is important. So the Kli Yakar, Chesed is the Yesod and the binyan of L'chol Hamidais. When he saw that she was excelling in Chesed, he says, interesting Zach over there. He says, "V'gam l'gmalecha ashka." That was the bechina. It's not enough if I'm going to give you to drink. I'm giving gmalecha. So he says, interesting thing. He says, you know, when someone loves something, they see it everywhere. It doesn't make sense. Say, Chazal make interesting drashas. A chassid does a stork because it does chesed in chavreisel. So he says, you know, I can make my own drasha. The Kli Yakar says, the gamli gemalecha ashke gomel gemilas chasadim. Since she loved chesed so much, she's going to want to say the word gemalecha because that's gemilas chasadim. That shows how much she loves chesed. So I say in Kli Yakar, take a look over there. That's what it's gemalecha ashke because she loves gemilas chasadim, and that's binyan of l'chol hamidos. So if it's the binyan of l'chol hamidos, probably on the flip side, what happened? Where was Esav's downfall? The Pyat tells us the first thing was he was Moyes Bechesed. Moyes Bechesed is the binyan of L'chol Amidais on the way down, and from there he led to all the other things, to the Bechaira and to the Mila. It all starts with the Midas HaChesed. That's the binyan of L'chol Amidais. That's what it means to be a Zera Avram. That's who we are as a Klal Yisrael. And that's part of the legacy of this Bismedrash. Of this Bismedrash, of Bavur Avram Avdi, as we're saying. Bavur, those who came, the Rashivas, Zichreinam Levracha, where they were the Amud HaChesed. My Shver, Zichreinam Levracha, the Rashiva, Reb Chaim, they were the Amud HaChesed. Avad the Torah is everything. But the Amud HaChesed, it's Binyan of L'chol Hamidois. That's where it starts with everything. That's what it called, means a Zera Avram. To be from the Zera Avram, Oiskim Batayra, that are going to be Zoyche, to this Chut Shel Chayin. But there has to be, of course, the understanding of the chesed. There has to be the understanding of the avoida of davening, of avoida Hashem. And the avoida, of course, of Kedusha, of Bris Milah represents Kedusha. That's who we are as Zera Avram. Another nekuda, what it means to be Zera Avram. Avraham Avinu was on his way to the Akedah. The Medrash tells us, we know the Satan came along with all different types of ways to try to entice him not to go to the Akedah. And one thing he told him was very interesting. He said, listen, the Satan said, if you're going to Shecht Yitzchak, tomorrow the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to come to you and say that you're Chayav Misa because you are a Reitzeach Sheifich Damim. You're a murderer. And since you're a murderer, you're Chayav Misa. You want that to happen? So as the Medrash, Avraham Avinu said, like he said to all the other Tainas, I'll menas kein. I'll do it anyways. Frekt Marn Rav Shach, Zichroinu Lebracha, Rav Meir Tzvi Bergman, so sein gesund und stark, I was just by him, I was echt by him a few hours ago. He brings from Rav Shach, the Rav Shach asks, what's going on here? Everything else that the Satan came along with, so Abraham said, I'm an askain. You have a good taina? I'm doing it anyways. Here he didn't have a good taina. He's not a reitzeach. Hashem told him to Shecht Yitzchak. So if Hashem told him to Shecht Yitzchak, he should have told the Satan, he's not coming tomorrow and telling me I'm a murderer. I'm doing what he wants me to do. Amenaske means, I agree to your premise, but I'm doing it anyways. Why is he agreeing to his premise? Fractor of Shach. Zokter of Shach, and to be honest, I don't remember the whole shtickle, he had a raya to it. I didn't have my svarim with me. But the basic idea Rav Shach said was, I do remember what he said, but I don't have time for it. He said very big chiddush in the Gemara and Chagiga. But the basic idea that Rav Shach said was that when a person is doing something very chashuv or very holy in a makom kaddish, for example, if he's able to do it properly, it's the most unbelievable thing in the world. He has unbelievable madrigas. But if chas v'shalom, there's a little bit of a pigam, it's not 100% perfect. So pum fakert, the churban that comes out is so much greater. So the satan came along to Avraham Avinu and said, listen, you're going to Shecht Yitzchak. You know something? If you do it 100% right, it's going to mamish be unbelievable. I'm asking to you. But what happens if there's a little bit of a pigam in your machshava, mamish, a small percent? You know what it is at that point? It's no longer Akeitas Yitzchak. It's Shvichas Damim. Are you crazy enough to take the risk? What are you doing? It's such a risk. And the greater the stakes, the greater the risk, and the greater the churban that could come out of it. Why do you want to do this? Zogt Avraham Avinu, I'm an askein, I know the risks, but I'm doing it anyways. Ad kan dibrei Rav Shach. So what I understood from here is that for gadlus in anything in ruchnius, a person has to take risks. Those who are not willing to take risks, and the satan comes along and says, you're going to take on this achrayus, you're going to take on this kabbalah to finish this, to learn this, to understand this being, whatever it is in avodas Hashem, the satan always comes along and says, listen, you understand, what happens if you miss a day? You're going to fall behind, and you think you know it, and it's not kedai. The satan comes with all types of terutzim, why we should never jump into something. I'm all Yavis Iris, you want to jump in. And the satan comes along and says, Sokta Avraham Avinu, al menas kein. The risks are great, but I'm taking the risk anyways. Because the only way to becoming great in anything is taka to take risks. Any task, any wealthy person, successful businessman. People who don't take risks don't end up being wealthy and successful. They might be mediocre, they might have their whatever they need, but they're not becoming veltzvirim from it. It's the people who take risks, and I'm all they lose, and I'm all they fall, and most of the time that happens to everyone, and then they get back up and they take another risk. Avraham Avinu said, you're right, the risk is great, but I'm a nas kain, I'm willing to take the risk because I know what I can get out of it. And that's part of being Zera Avram. My Shver Zecharenu Lebracha Reb Doiv said, that's Shad, Vayiv Ez Eisa V'sa B'chayra. Vayiv Ez Eisa B'chayra. What do you mean? He asked Yaakov Avinu, what does it mean to be a Bechar? He told him, well, listen, you know, there's a lot of halachas, and if you mess up a little bit, you could be Chayav Misa. If you don't do things right when you bring karbanas, there's all this. Oh, that's not for me. It's too risky. So, okay, it sounds like a very good taina. So it's too risky. Ashrecha, you don't want to... Sagt mein Schwer, bei Iva Zeza Bechaira, you don't understand the galus of the Bechaira, you're not willing to take the risk, that's the gress to be Zoyin. If it's up, it's you for the taking, and you don't want to take the risk, that's the greatest Bezoyin. Because that's how you become great in Ruchnias, you take the risks. Ah, you might, Chas V'Sholem, have a fall down, and you might not be Masliach, Sheva Yippol, of course. A tzaddik falls seven times to come, and then he gets up. Everybody has places where they fail. But if you don't even take the risk, you'll never get anywhere. You take the risks. Kadosh Baruch Hu sends Siyata Dishmaya, and he gives you Siyata Dishmaya. And that's the Almanas Kain that Avraham Avinu Rav Shach is saying. And I think that in that part of the Akedah, Avraham Avinu put it into the DNA of Klal Yisrael, a she'ifa for Godless, to take risks in Torah and Avodah Gemilas Chasadim, not to be scared away that because I don't want to take the risk because who knows what I could end up doing, Adarabba, but look what I could accomplish. Every person has it in them. That's part of being Zera Avram. That's part of being Klal Yisrael. That's how a person becomes great in Torah and Avodah and Yerushalayim, by taking those risks and not getting depressed if they don't, not successful at the beginning. You take the risk. Everyone knows Moran Saratayr of Chaim Kanievsky, when he was, I don't know, 16, decided he wants to learn 7 blot a day and then start his thing. And he said it took, I think, a year or two, maybe even 3, that he wasn't Matzliach. Didn't work, he tried, it was too much. Eventually he was Matzliach, Moran Saratayr, finishing Kol HaTorah Kula every year. Every year. But why? They said, you gotta take the risk. You gotta take the risk. And if it doesn't work, you take the risk again. That is part of being Zera Avram, Almanas Kain. Yes, there are risks. And the Satan comes along all the time and tells us, don't do it. It's not Kedai. You're doing okay as is. What do you need any more Achrayas? But that's Vayiva Zesav as HaBechaira. When Esav was Mavaza the Bechaira, he was also part of not being Zera Avram. Zera Avram, he should have answered Almanas Kain. I want the Bechaira name. He's not willing to take the risk. And one last nekuda of what it means to be Zera Avram. Rav Chaim Zichrono Livracha in the Sefer Chumash, Parshas Lech Lecha, Veheyei Bracha, Avraham Avinu was told Veheyei Bracha, Zogt Rav Chaim Zichrono Livracha, that Ishver, Rav Meir Chodesh, B'Soif Yomav, used to talk a lot about Veheyei Bracha, that a person should be a source of Bracha. He says over there, Baruch Mordechai, he says, I didn't chap at that point exactly what my Shver was really saying, and I wasn't really oimid al daitai, but for the last few years of his life, he was very into Ve'yei Baruch. He was telling people all the time, this is what you have to do. What does it mean, Ve'yei Baruch? Zokra Baruch Mordechai, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham Avinu, Lech Lecha Ve'yei Baruch, it wasn't just avtacha that you will have Baruch. It was a mission in life. He was giving him a mission. You should be a source of bracha. Do everything in your power to be a source of bracha to whomever you can. And Avraham Avinu took that as his mission in life, to try to help as many people as possible. Ve'heyei bracha was a charge he gave him. It was orders that Avraham Avinu was getting from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ad kedekach v'Avraham Zokein. Hashem Berech is Avram Bakol, Zok the Gemara in Bava Basra. What's Bakol? Bakol was that Avram Avinu was an unbelievable astrologer. It's Tagnina Shaloi was like Besoich Liboy. It was mamish pouring out of him. All the kings of Mizrach Amayra would line up at his door for advice. That's Hashem Berech is Avram Bakol. I would think, you know, that's a nice thing. I'm not taking away from it. But we're talking about Avraham Avinu. This is Shpitz. You want to say Hashem gave him kol, everything. Oh, the Malchim Mizrach Amayrav are coming for advice. Zok the Gemara Vayter, he had a thing hanging around his neck. And anyone who was sick would look at it and they'd be healed. Okay? It's also a very nice thing. But that's Bakol. Zok the Baruch Marth Ezrachi, yes. Because Avraham Avinu's mission in life was to help as many people as possible. And he wanted to do it. And he tried his best to help who he could. And when he did till the nth degree, he says, but I want to do more. How am I going to help more people? So Rabbi Hashem says, great. I'm going to make it. You have this astrology. It's Tagdina Shalai. And you're going to have the entire Malchi Mizrach Umayrav lining up. So you could help more people. Give advice to more people. Then Avraham Avinu says, okay. But there's so many chaylim out there. How can I help those chaylim? What's up there, Baruch Hashem? I have a hetzer for you as well. You can hang this around your neck. Everyone's going to be healed. The Berech Avram Bakoil was showing how Avram Avinu reached to the best of his ability, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him even more opportunities, V'heyei Baracha, to be a bracha to as many people as possible. That was the mission that Avram Avinu was given. And when he took this mission, and Almanas Cain, he took it, and he did it in the best way possible, V'ayita Eshel, he did all the things that he had to do, Avram Avinu. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him more opportunities to fulfill his mission. And when he completed that, he gave him more opportunities. Came to the end of his life, Hashem, Berech, Avram, Bakoil. He had done everything possible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given him the opportunities to touch and to help as many people as possible. V'heyei bracha. He was a source of bracha. And that's what it means to be the Zera Avram. That's what it means to be learning Teres Avram Avinu. What does it mean? Who are we as a Klal Yisrael? That Esav is not Zera Avram. The Heyei Bracha. Our mission in life, of every Yid, of every Ben Taira, is to be a bracha to as many people as possible. However you could do that, whether it's a bracha in yeshiva, whether it's being a man, whether it's a Rebbe, whether it's about any person, has opportunities to be a bracha to other people. You don't have to go outside your comfort zone of what your miskeres is. Your job as a bachur is to learn, not to go out and do chesed in somebody's house in the afternoon. That's not your job. Leave that for the seminaries. But the v'hayei bracha, you have the miskeres to be a bracha. It's a charge that every person, as Zera Avram, has to feel. What could I do to be a bracha for somebody today or for someone else? How could I be a source of bracha? How could I show the world what a Teres Chaim Bachar is when I go out of the Kaisli Beis HaMedrash? V'hayei bracha. This is what it means to be Doile Umashka Miteres Avram. This is what it means to be the Zera of Avram Avinu. Just the Chazar over, the Zera of Avram, as we say. We started off with Esav being Moyes B'Chesed. The Hiyei Bracha is the Spitz of Chesed. To love Chesed. The Gamle Gemalecho Ashke. Gemalecho, to see Gmilas Chasodim everywhere. He was Moyes V'Bechayra, V'Yivez Esav V'Sav V'Chayra. He didn't want to take the risk, Mashver Zechara L'Bracha said. That's the Bizoyan. Adirab, Azera, Abram, Zalmanas, Cain. That's how Gedolim become Gedolim. That's how you become a Goldos when you take risks. You jump into the yam, as they say in Yiddish. You jump into the yam, the Rabbanu Shalom then makes it split. But first you got to jump in. First you got to take that risk. The boys, the mila, as we said, is Kedushas Yisrael, the Kedushas Yisrael. This is who we are as a Klal Yisrael, as Zera Avram, and Bez Hashem. When we talk about the yeshiva, and those who were miyasa the yeshiva, these were the midas that they had. The Hayei Bracha, Mashver Zechrayna Lebracha, Reb Chaim, and go out to the world and say who they were, Avadei Goinim and Gedolim and this, but they were a source of bracha to people. Source of bracha, Amuda Chesed of the world, is what they were known for. Because they went out of their way to see who they could help, how they could help. Nobody has to know that they're helping anybody. That wasn't what it was about. But they were Vehye Bracha. That's what it means to be Mizera Avram Avinu. That's Teres Avram. And when we talk about this Chut Shel Chayim that the Rabbi Nishon promised, if we're able to tap in to being the Zera Avram, to recognize the godless that we have, the schus that we have to be the Zera Avram, Bakedas Yitzchok Lizaroi, Hayoyim Birachamim Tizkor Lizaroi, we are those Zera Avram. But Esav lost it because he didn't act like Zera Avram. He didn't appreciate what it means to be Zera Avram. Klal Yisrael recognizes it. We appreciate it. And with that, we're zoicha to Ve'achticha Be'herbeisia Zaracha Bavur Avram Avdi Yashakech Ve'lisim.